From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 14 dead after Maiduguri blasts. Military officials in Nigeria say at least 14 people are dead after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri late Thursday. Officials said Friday that 39 others were injured in the blast. Witnesses said at least two of the bombers appeared to be women. A military spokesman said the attacks took place near the Ajalari railway crossing in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. He blamed the attack on the Boko Haram militant group. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. At the Pentagon Thursday, spokesperson Peter Cook met with reporters about the Russian airstrikes.
The view is that if we can take steps to avoid miscalculation, misjudgment, to avoid some sort of accident happening in the skies, we are going to at least engage in that conversation right now with the Russians, and we'll see where that goes.
Russia jets continue to stage airstrikes in Syria, targeting not only Islamic State militant extremists, but some observers charge also the anti-Assad fighters backed by the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered a blistering condemnation of the Iranian nuclear deal in a speech to the U.N. General Assembly Thursday in New York.
I know that some well-intentioned people sincerely believe that this deal is the best way to block Iran's path to the bomb. But one of history's most important yet least learned lessons is this: the best intentions don't prevent the worst outcomes.
In the same speech, Mr. Netanyahu also condemned Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's speech Wednesday as rejectionism of the peace process. This is VOA News. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendéré returned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital of Ouagadougou. VOA's French to Africa service reports that Diendéré received assurances that he would not be killed and that he and other soldiers who took part in the September 16th coup will receive a fair trial. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11 people. The crash happened shortly after midnight local time Friday. The cause of the accident is under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan said the crew, comprised of six U.S. service members and five civilian contractors, died in the crash. The Taliban claims to have shot down the aircraft, however, U.S. Air Force Major Tony Wickham dismissed that claim, stating he could say with a high degree of confidence that an enemy attack did not contribute to the crash. The foundations of the European Union have been rocked this year by the political chaos sparked by Greece's economic woes and the influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees. Some analysts say the EU itself now faces an existential threat. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
30 years ago, five EU states signed the Schengen Agreement that created a passport-free travel zone, which has since expanded across 26 European states. But that core EU principle of freedom of movement is being tested as several countries reintroduce border checks to counter the migrant surge. Hungary has built razor wire fences along its southern borders. On the horizon lie yet more threats. Britain will hold a vote on leaving the EU before 2018, with recent opinion polls favouring an exit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. An angry President Obama demanded that the American people push Congress to pass common-sense gun laws after a gunman murdered 10 people and wounded 7 at an Oregon college on Thursday. A grim Mr. Obama appeared on television after the shootings.
I hope and pray that I don't have to come out again during my tenure as president to offer my condolences to families in these circumstances. But based on my experience as president, I can't guarantee that. And that's terrible to say.
Reporting from Washington, this is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.